WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, Stoic Squad? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot more confidence. Ever feel like you're just reacting to everything, caught in this whirlwind of emotions and tadas? You know that feeling, right? Like you're on autopilot. Just going through the motions. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way out of that hamster wheel. It all starts with something super powerful. Self-awareness. Think of it like this: if you want to be a master chef, you gotta know your ingredients, right? Same goes for life. To truly lead, to make choices that serve you, and to build genuine connections, you need to know yourself inside out. That's where self-awareness comes in. Now, I'm not talking about staring into a mirror for hours, although sometimes that can be helpful. Self-awareness is about understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, the whole shebang. It's about noticing your patterns, both the good and the bad, and recognizing how they impact your actions and interactions with the world. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery. First up, listen to your inner voice. This isn't some mystical guru talking, it's your intuition, your gut feeling. It's that little voice that whispers in your ear when something feels off or right. Learn to tune into those subtle signals. They're often trying to guide you in a direction that serves your highest good. Next, pay attention to your emotions. Don't just ignore them or try to suppress them. Instead, acknowledge them, name them, and explore what might be triggering them. Think of it like this. Emotions are data. They tell you something about yourself, about your needs, and about the situation you're in. The more you understand your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to navigate it. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds a little hippy-dippy, but trust me, it's super effective. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. You can do this through meditation, taking walks in nature, or even just focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day. It helps you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings as they arise, without getting swept away by them. Seek feedback from others. We often have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. Asking trusted friends, family, or colleagues for honest feedback can be incredibly valuable. It gives you a different perspective on your strengths and areas for growth. Just remember, choose people who are supportive and constructive in their feedback. Finally, be patient with yourself. Self-awareness is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, breakthroughs, and setbacks. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. Be kind to yourself along the way, because you're doing amazing. Let's say you're heading into a big presentation at work. You start feeling butterflies in your stomach, that classic pre-speech jitters, right? Instead of panicking or trying to brush those feelings aside, take a moment to acknowledge them. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Is there something specific I'm worried about? By tuning into your emotions and understanding their root cause, you can address the issue head-on. Maybe you realize you need to prepare more or practice beforehand. Or perhaps you simply need to take a few deep breaths and remind yourself that you've got this. Self-awareness allows you to turn those nervous feelings into fuel for a powerful performance. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-awareness game. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect or achieving some idealized state of being. It's about understanding yourself better so you can live a more authentic, fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate self-awareness in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of Stoic wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and curious.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.